Starting lineups have been given, and we're about ready for the Jay Mullins Jewelry tip-off, which is going to be right around 11:43. Jay Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank, next door to Fuji's Restaurant. Stop in and talk with Jeff Mullins, and Charlie probably is there working on a watch, or who knows. He's still there doing that magical thing that he does over at Jay Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Stop on in and visit with him, and special jewelry for that special someone at Jay Mullins Jewelry. Ready to tip it off here, looks like, and it's going to be Hubbs and Damian Clark. And it's tipped barely by Hubbs, controlled by the Choctaws. In the corner, Pugh has it. Pugh to Mosley. Now back out front, Ahmad. And we are underway here in this final semifinal game of the AAA bracket.
And they are indeed in a zone starting out.
Lob down low, getting past that zone, and with a two-hand dunk, Robert Hubbs.
Threw it over the zone. Hubbs went up high and just slammed it home.
Ryan Jones, bounce pass near side here to Charles Clark. Charles to Dominique Gooch, top of the key. Gooch to Burton for three from the left wing. It's a little long. Rebound deep, and Bostic has it. Down the floor, a Pugh, and Pugh's going to drive into the defense, and they're going to call Charles Clark for the foul, it would appear. 1-0, it is Charles Clark.
You take a look at Hubbs and look at his arm reach. Doesn't have to jump very high.
No.
Get a slam.
He's definitely got those long arms going for him. They feed it to him, double team into Hubbs, and now pushed way back out near the right wing. They're moving right to left as we see it in the white uniforms with some orange and black. Siegel in the black Siegel uniforms. They're the road team here today. Bounce pass. They do get it to Hubbs, who lost it out of bounds. They say it was off of Damian Clark. It will be Choctaw's ball on the far baseline.
I don't think Siegel Nation agreed with that too much. They were right in front of the play.
Inbounds, and a three attempt by Bostic. It's no good. Rebound, Mosley has it. Mosley in the corner. Gives it up to Ahmad, and ball stolen away. Burton, the handoff to Jones. Now Gooch, the long two, and no good. Rebound, Dyer County. Ahmad drives the lane, trying to get it low to Hubbs. He made the shot, but there's a foul before the shot. Siegel still scoreless here. It's on Gooch, his first foul. Near baseline is where they inbound. It's going to be tipped around and stolen away. Good job by the Stars. Gooch is going to have a layup and missed it. Under tremendous pressure, I might add there. Ahmad flips it back out to Bostic now. Siegel going to have a new five coming in here in just a second. They try to drive, and they're going to call a foul, I think. Unfortunately, Bostic on the drive. Thought maybe we'd gotten a jump ball, but not the case. The foul is on Ryan Jones. So Siegel has picked up three fouls here early. We barely played 2 minutes.
Not a good trend. I mean, three fouls, and you're in the first 2 minutes of the game.
A new starting, or a new five in here for Siegel. I'll give them to you in a moment. Mosley has it out front between the rings. Now hands it off to Pugh. Pugh left wing to Bostic. Bostic back top of the key. Now over right side to Pugh. Try to feed it in, and they have to flip it back out. Long cross-court pass to Mosley. Penetrates the defense, glides in there, and another Siegel foul called. And this one on McGee, I think they're going to give two shots here. DJ McGee in the game, Tay Martin, TJ Stewart, John A. Simpson, and Trey Trice. Free throw will not fall. And Mosley will have another. If Siegel can withstand this and get off the schneid. Great Siegel crowd here, by the way, and they've got their glow sticks going here. I don't know if it affects them or not. Missed the second toss. Rebound. It's a war for it. Gooch finally comes away with it. Make that Martin to Stewart. Pull-up jumper in there. First basket on the board. Sophomore TJ Stewart. Driving, right side, Bostic. They're going to call a blocking foul on Siegel. And we're not getting any breaks. He walked before he was fouled. Foul on Tay Mark.
Their basic game plan here is they're just penetrating the zone, trying to dribble through it. It's cost them a couple of turnovers, but it sure is putting a lot of fouls on Siegel at this point.
Five team fouls on Siegel, and it's 5 minutes and 26 seconds left in the first. At the foul line is Bostic. And the toss is good to break the 2-2 tie. We've got another shot upcoming here for Bostic. Takes his time, shot it, and got it. 4-2. 5:23 to go in the first. DJ McGee for three in the corner, a little short. Rebound offside. Tay Martin there to lay it in the hole. Four up. 5:10 to go in the first. Looks like man-to-man defense now. Inside, turnaround jumper up and good by Hubs. And he was double-teamed and maybe fouled. So he's the real deal, I think. McGee in the lane. They're going to call a travel, I believe, yes. McGee tripped and fell and slid, and it was that slide that cost him. First turnover for the Siegel Stars. By the way, someone sent me a tweet and said those are actually lightsabers that they're holding. The Force.
A little Star Wars.
Siegel Nation, yeah, Star Wars. I like that.
You are my father, Brian.
Well, I think it'd be the other way around.
I don't know. Have you looked in the mirror lately? Okay, enough of that.
6-4, Dyer County. 4:40 left here in the first. They flip it around front. Ball on the floor. Starting lineup back in there. Gooch is going to tie it up. And the arrow in the Stars' favor. Turnover, Choctaws.
Choctaws having a little trouble with the turnover so far. Three. And a lot of it's happening out front.
P.J. Miller is in the game for Dyer County. Siegel trailing by two, walking the ball down the floor. 4.5 to go in the first period. Ryan Jones near side to Clark. Charles going to drive, go baseline. Two-footer swatted away by Hubs. It'll be Siegel basketball near baseline. Hubs is a special player, and he's got a good surrounding cast. But there's a different level that he plays on than they play on. I think he's the key. Damian Clark in the lane. Shot good. Nice basket for Damian Clark right there in the lane to tie it up at six apiece. The fouls are the only thing worrisome right now. Siegel hanging in there points-wise with the Choctaws. Back out front, Miller. Miller drives the lane, glides in there. No good. And they call a charge. There were a lot of offensive fouls called in the game, Southwind and Brentwood, and different officiating crew, but hopefully that might happen here in this one. Siegel calls a 30-second timeout midway through the first period with your score, Dyer County 6, Siegel 6, and a word from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught, John.
Well, when you need immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with a professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Get to more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction with Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold. And WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships today brought to you by State Farm agent Monty King, just off Sam Ridley at 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty King, the number 220-2210.
Siegel's basketball, length of the floor to go. They're putting some pressure on Jones, but they are retreating from that. Jamero Spain in the game. Jones, three. It is no good. Just a little short, and it's off the foot of Damian Clark. Damian kind of got tied up and turned around there. He could have picked that up, but he didn't know where the ball was and wound up kicking it out of bounds.
Row for three, Siegel from the three-point range.
Full court pressure here by the Stars. Mosley over right side to Bostic. They get it across the timeline now. The flip back over near side, Mosley. This is about as deep as they will go. They may bring one more in, Darian Cliff. Mosley going to drive, flips it back out. Three ball is away, and it is no good by Miller. And there should be an over the back there. My goodness, Hubs actually had Clark in a headlock, did he not?
Well, it was a lot of contact, I know that.
It's going to be Dyer County's basketball. The arrow pointing in their favor, inbounds to Hubs. He's all over the floor. He's at the wing spot. They post him up. He can be anywhere. Mosley drives, goes baseline, flips it out of bounds. Touched by Siegel last. Tie ball game at six apiece with 3:05 to go. And they're not going to let the Dyer County player in. Now they do. I don't understand that.
Guy went in there too fast, I guess, for the referee.
Hugh here on the near baseline, near the corner to toss it in, and he does out front to Miller. 3 minutes to go in the first, tied at six. Left side, Pugh, they bounce it inside, turnaround jumper, Hubs, no good. Rebound tipped around, and here come the Stars. Charles Clark with the basketball, splits the defense, glides all the way in, layup is good. Charles Clark. Siegel by two. Pugh down the floor, flips it over, driving baseline, call an offensive foul. They call a block. Mosley leaned in, however, it didn't matter. Burton with the foul. That is the sixth team foul. So this is two shots for Bostic, but they're in the bonus regardless from this point on. Mark Eston Bostic hits that one. Pretty good from the free throw line. Well, about a little better than 50%, aren't they? 3 of 5. He's got another toss. Bostic takes his sweet time and hits this one. All four of his points have been at the foul line. They only have two field goals. Siegel's done a really good job with that. Underneath Clark, Damian wide open, missed it. And they're going to call goaltending. So it's going to be a basket for Damian Clark, I think. Yes. Damian Clark to get credit for that basket. Hubs with goaltending.
That was a good call.
Stolen away in the backcourt. It's Jones. Jumper from six. No good in the lane. Rebound tipped around. Lost out of bounds. And Dyer County basketball. My point about that is, John, they only have two field goals from the field. You know, that's
right.
They hadn't been to the foul line so many times. They actually overruled that, and it's going to be Siegel basketball. Siegel basketball leading 10-8. Burton for three. He was open. Oh, my. Aiden Burton, the first bank three. Stolen away. Jones in the lane. Basket won't fall, but he's fouled.
Burton's jumper, just kind of the defense collapsed, and he saw the opening, and he took it.
Foul is on LaMarcus Mosley. And we've got a timeout on the floor by the Choctaws. The Stars lead 13-8, 2:06 to go. Free throws upcoming after this 30-second timeout.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. We have some delicious salads, and also one of our most popular menu items is grilled chicken on a stick. Two or three skewers, your choice, grilled fresh chicken, marinated overnight, and it's even served with broccoli if you like. At Toots, we're very proud of our menu and our menu prices and our daily specials. Please visit us at any of our three locations, 860 Northwest Broad Street, 2992 South Church, or 301 Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And Siegel's basketball. Two toss in on the far baseline. They get it in to Damian Clark. The handoff back to Charles Clark. No good. Burton for the rebound. Put back won't go. Another put back by Gooch. Now Jones make that. Damian Clark from the left block. Fast and furious. Dyer County basketball. They trail 15-8. Siegel with a 7-0 run. They get it in the lane. Shot will not fall, but then tipped in by Robert Hubbs. To end the Siegel run, Ryan Jones drives baseline, missed. Damian Clark there to kiss it in off the glass from the left block.
Well, Damian Clark doing a really terrific job on the board right now.
Siegel by 7. Hubbs threw an elbow. They didn't call the foul. Rebound, Siegel after the missed shot. Charles Clark in the lane, stripped away. The loose ball, it's going to be last touched by the Choctaws. Siegel basketball on the near baseline. A minute 14 left in the first. 17-10 Siegel. Burton goes out, Tay Martin coming in. Gooch to Damian Clark, right wing to Jones, back to Gooch and now Jones. They feed inside, get it to Damian Clark, takes it left side, around Hubs, just misses a left-handed lay-in. Bostic going to walk it down the floor, 58 seconds to play here in the first. Pugh gives up right side to Bostic. Bostic asks for a pick. They double team. Now Ahmad drives baseline. Shot is good. And that's the first field goal for anyone but Hubs. Charles Clark drives. Shot is not going to fall. It's not going to matter. They call an offensive foul on Charles Clark. And that was probably the right call.
Well, a little out of control that time. Charles tried to get dribbled through two. Good defensive possession there by the Choctaws, and now they're kind of chance to cut this lead of Siegel's to three.
Siegel had a 7-point lead. 17-10 at one point. 26 seconds left in the first. Foul line gliding in there, hoofing it up with one hand. Bostic, no good. Rebound. Siegel has it on the run. They've got the numbers. Jones fakes right, goes left, missed the shot. Rebound, and a long outlet pass is made. Downstairs, Robert Hubbs slams it home.
Well, that's going to be automatic if they get it out in the open floor like that.
Inbounds, now midcourt, shot is up, and Ryan Jones just misses another midcourt shot. Your score after one quarter of play, 17-14, Siegel will be back for the second here on WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships after this.
Are you struggling with ideas to promote your business? Well, don't stress. The folks at Franklin's Printing know how important it is to reach new customers to grow your business. They can help with that new brochure you need to design. You know more about your business than anyone else, but we know how to make your business look good in print. Everyone at Franklin's Printing will give your project the care and appearance you deserve. Call now for an appointment. We'll make you look great at Franklin's Printing. Call 890-5249 right now.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell, call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today, 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships brought to you by TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Winners Trophies, Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, and Prentice-Alsop Heating and Air.
McGee in the game for the Stars and John A. Simpson to try to feed inside to Trice. It is tipped out. Now downstairs, Trice with the basket. Trey Trice. Didn't look pretty, but got the great results. Driving baseline, the reverse is no good by Pugh. Rebound Siegel. McGee passes here near side to Ryan Jones. Little man pulls up for three. It is no good. Rebound tipped out. Trice has it in the lane. Tries to dump it low to Simpson and knocked out of bounds.
Siegel now 1 of 5 from 3 points.
And Siegel going to bring... They're going to leave Clark, Charles Clark, on the bench, which probably, with his two fouls, is not a bad idea this early in the quarter. McGee stays in. The rest of the starters are back. Damian Clark after the inbound. McGee in the corner, tipped around and knocked away. DeMichael Smith is in the game for Dyer County and knocked that one away. Turnover for the Stars. And Bostic has it out front. Gives it off downstairs to Pugh. Pugh lost it out of bounds. Siegel basketball.
He got blocked and went right back to the player and knocked it out of bounds. That was Pugh who was driving in, and good play defensively there by Siegel.
Siegel down the sideline. Ryan Jones has it in the corner. Jones to Gooch. No good on three. Rebound, Mosley drives the lane, one-handed shot, no good from the right side. They got the rebound, however, and flip it back outside to Bostic. Bostic drives the lane, six-footer, no good. Damian Clark scooping it off the board. Down the floor, Ryan Jones, no look underneath. Tay Martin got it, and he is fouled.
Well, the head fake got him up in the air, and we got the 2 points and got a chance for the three-point play.
21-14 Stars, 6:35 to play. And finally, Siegel gets to go to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. They've built their business on complete and total customer satisfaction since 1966. Tay Martin's plus one, rattles will not fall. Score remains 21-14 Stars. 6.5 to play in the half. From the left wing, Spain. Shot no good. Rebound tipped around. Spain got in there. Then had it stripped away, but Siegel lost it. And who is that? Tay Martin. He got the basketball and then slipped. Went down to the floor, and it rolled out of bounds on him. Choctaw basketball to inbound here on the near baseline as they move right to left. Inbounds. Shot goes by Ahmad, and he's fouled on the quick inbounds. And he goes to the line for the plus one. Foul is on Damian Clark, and it's his first. He's the only Siegel player that starts and doesn't have a foul. Now he does. Plus one, no good. Rebound, Ryan Jones. Jones up to Martin. Martin fakes the shot, doesn't take it. Jones to Burton. Burton's three online, but no good. Rebound, Clark. He has brought his lunchbox, friends. Damian Clark with 10. In the lane, driving is Ahmad. There's a whistle, and did he travel or a foul? They call a foul. Gooch, that's his second. Trey Trice immediately at the scorer's table.
Well, if this foul shooting, this foul trend continues, Ben Dawson's going to be pressed to maybe even put people in that he doesn't usually put in with Gooch and Clark, both the two.
Got John A. Simpson in there. Gooch did go have a seat as well. Free throw, no good. On the one and one, missed the shot. I hope that trend continues. Ryan Jones fakes, now passes left side to Burton. Burton's pull-up jumper from about 10 is no good. Crawls over the rim. Rebound, Cliff. Goes right side. Flipping it up there is Spain. He's fouled on the way to the rack. And almost went. It was just a hope and a prayer. And that foul is on Damian Clark, and now Damian Clark has picked up his second foul.
Boy, it's a big, big, huge difference in the free throw attempts. 10 team fouls on Siegel in the first half.
Two-shot foul now every time for Dyer County. Damian Clark goes out. Gooch comes back in. Gooch playing with two fouls. Not so sure why there have been so many fouls called on one side. Second free throw is good by Spain. They have 6 field goals, and 5 of their points have come off free throws.
Well, part of the reason is the Choctaws are taking it to the basket. Siegel's more relying on threes, and although it's been successful when getting offensive rebounds is really what's been the big help for Siegel.
Pass into the corner, now back out front. Left wing, it's Burton. Back to Jones. Jones in the corner. It's Tay Martin for three. It is no good. Rebound. Here's Hubs. Hubs feeding down low, running right side is Miller for the lay-in. And the lead is four, and Martin maybe tweaked an ankle. Looks like he is going to be able to run it off. He went to the floor there for a moment. Length of the floor to go here for the Siegel Stars. Jones stops in front of Coach Ben Dotson. Back to Burton, back to Jones. Gets the play. Martin in the left wing in the deeper corner. They do feed it downstairs. Get it into Simpson, but it's on the floor. Now stolen away. Long pass up. Hughes going to be wide open for the layup. So the Choctaws are now within two. 4 minutes, 45 seconds left in the half. Jones, left side, finds Burton. They tip it away from him and now call a foul. And that is going to be on, I believe that's Miller. It is. Second foul on P.J. Miller. Charles Clark coming back in. Damian Clark coming back in. And again, Damian Clark, Charles Clark, and Dominique Gooch, who are all in the game right now, are playing with two fouls. They cannot afford another. Ryan Jones in the backcourt passes up to Burton. Burton, left side, gets it underneath to Jones. He is hacked and fouled and sent in to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line.
That was a great pass by Burton. It was a bullet down low. Saw Jones going to the basket.
Posting up the point guard. Ryan Jones going to the free throw line. First one is no good. Jones will have another. He is a 56% free throw shooter.
I noticed something about Ryan that when he's really shooting well at the free throw line, which he has moments where he's deadly, he's more erect, more straight up. Sometimes he tends to lean into the basket.
This time, missed as well. Off the front of the rim, hits the back of the rim, and falls away. So missed them both. Siegel, full court press. Long pass up. Pugh. Oh, he carried the ball. Rebound after the miss. Damian Clark, long pass up. Ryan Jones, stutter steps, glides in the lane, fakes inside, goes to the left, misses it. Rebound, Hubs. Hubs may not give it up. Stripped away by Charles Clark.
Boy, that was scary because Charles has two fouls, and but he made a great defensive play. Got back down the floor in a hurry.
Dyer County to toss it in. It's to Michael Smith. And they get it down low to Pugh, and nobody down there could afford a foul.
Well, that's exactly right, Brian. That's exactly why they didn't touch him.
23-23, and they lob inside. Damian Clark was on the floor. And the reason he was on the floor is he was pushed. 23-23, driving left side. Shot by Pugh, no good. We're tied with 3 minutes and 35 seconds. Jones to Clark here right side. Burns it underneath to Gooch, who lost it out of bounds. Fifth turnover for the Stars.
It hasn't been a good second period for the Stars shooting the ball. They've only had one field goal this quarter.
Pass inside. Now they throw it away. They went trying to go with Hubs. Fast break to the basket, and they threw it wide and out of bounds. So a Dyer County turnover.
I'm sorry, I was incorrect. They've had a couple of rebounds there, didn't they? So they have had more. They scored 17. They've got six.
We're tied at 23. Siegel's led by, what, seven? Maybe their biggest?
Yes.
Jones trying to go baseline from the left side, now kicks it back out to Gooch, who drives in the lane, missed it. Actually never got the shot off, but he did get the putback. He was stripped of the ball. The first basket by Gooch. Mosley between the circles now gives it up to Pugh, who comes to the same spot. Right side, Smith for three. Ooh. Swish. That's a tough shot. Michael Smith, the sophomore, and gives Dyer County a one-point lead. 2:45 to go in the half. Lob down low. Gets it into Simpson. Simpson is fouled. Went up with the left hand. missed the shot, but he's going to the fans heating and air free throw line. Foul is on DeMichael Smith. That is his first. No, it's his second. Pardon me. John A. Simpson, first shot is no good. He'll have another at the fans heating and air free throw line. They have offered the finest products and services since 1966. 893-7930. Struggling at the foul line a little bit, John.
0 for 4.
Shot it, need it, don't get it. 0 for 5 now from the free throw line. Dyer County by one with the ball. 2.5 to go in the first half of play. They get it to Hubs. Hubs, the reverse lay-in. Nothing you can do about that. 10 points. Ryan Jones stops, glides in the lane, flips it up there. Two-footer, no good. Trice there for the rebound and puts it in the hole.
Offensive rebounds have been the...
Stolen away. Jones goes up, missed the shot. He's going to the free throw line.
Offensive rebounds have really helped Siegel today. Damian Clark was doing it at that time. Trice, they make the steal, and going to the line again will be Ryan Jones.
John, that's happened to them, what, three times. They're very careless in the backcourt on the inbound.
They really are, and I think that's the strength Siegel has. Got another 30-second timeout.
Choctaws take this timeout, and we'll keep it here for a word from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction Company.
Well, Brian, the Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell property. Recognized as a leader in the industry, you can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught with Bob Parks Auction. 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. Tonight's game, or this afternoon's game, brought to you by State Farm agent Monty King, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. And don't forget to join us for baseball action, 5:45. It'll be Cascade at Middle Tennessee Christian School. That's Monday, March 18th. We are into spring sports. As you said, Act 3.
That's right.
Act it's three. The same players, but the act is different.
Final Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner tomorrow morning at 9. I'll host the program, and we'll talk to all the softball coaches tomorrow morning.
There and you go.
Finally a free throw. Ryan Jones. That's his first bucket, by the way, today. Jones looks at another one from the fans heating and air free throw line. We're tied. Could give him the lead, and it does not fall. Rolls around the lip of the rim. We're tied at 28. 2:05 to go in the first half. Hubs bringing the ball down the floor. Now he'll go set up in the paint.
Dyer County doesn't really look for Hubs very much. I believe I'd be trying to get it down low to him as much as I could.
They get it to him at the foul line. He's going to glide in there, and they're going to call a foul. Oh, my goodness. Call a foul on Gooch. And that is the third foul on Dominique Gooch. They had three guys on him. Hubs at the free throw line to shoot two. Here's the first one. It is good. It's his first free throw of the day. Tay Martin going to have to get some play a lot here now as he comes in for Gooch. Trey Trice comes in. Trey Trice and Martin switch spots on the floor. Second free throw is good for Hubs. He's got 12, and I think that's all he had in the first game here of the state tournament.
And hadn't had that many touches, really, if you think about it.
Trice in the corner. Now back to Jones after the pass to Martin. Ryan Jones, left wing, top of the key. Three ball is no good. Maybe partially blocked.
It's either partially blocked or he thought maybe Thompson was going to go down low and nobody moved. I really believe that was a pass.
30-28, Dyer County. They have the ball and the lead with a minute 20 left in the half. Pugh goes right side, baseline jumper, high off the glass. It's good.
Well, they're warming up here in the second quarter.
4-point lead, Dyer County. Siegel needs a bucket badly. Ryan Jones gets a pick from Simpson. Simpson back in there. Missed the shot by Jones. Now Simpson with the rebound and put back. Bounced twice, but it still fell through. Simpson with his first bucket in the lane. Shot no good. Oh, it bounced in. Darian Cliff, that one defied gravity. 43 seconds. Ryan Jones, pull up from 10. Bang! It's in there. Ryan Jones, first field goal of the game. 34, 32, 30 seconds left in the half. Hubs pulls up for three. Oh, my.
Well, what can he do?
37, 32. Dyer counting. And they're going to call what? Down on the floor is someone for Dyer County. I believe that's Mosley.
Well, I think what happened, John Simpson set a pick, I think, and he's down. That's number 23. Who is that? That's Mosley.
That's Mosley.
There was a collision.
They call a foul on Simpson.
He was trying to set a pick.
Derek McCord is not happy. He's furious, actually, and if he's not careful, he could get himself into a little trouble.
I think he thought maybe that was I think there was a little extracurricular activity in that, so I think that's his argument, but
he wanted an intentional foul.
I think that's
foul,
exactly right. Right, you're right there.
Now we stop play for some reason. Choctaws are going to sub.
Neither coach is really happy with the officiating, I think, at this point.
No. 5-point lead for Dyer County. They have the ball. 13 seconds. They're going to get the last shot of the quarter, it would appear. And Hubs brings it down. Hubs passes off in the corner. The three is good. That's why they brought DeMichael Smith back in. It's going to be an 8-point lead for Dyer County going into the locker room here at halftime. The Siegel Stars have some regrouping to do. Siegel led by as many as 7. That lead evaporated. And actually, Dyer County has taken an 8-point lead. And that's where we are here at halftime. 40-32, Dyer County. The winner of this game will play Southwind for the AAA Boys State Championship. We still have another half to go and a lot of basketball left to play. As you listen to WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Boys basketball semifinals, we'll be right back.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust a Midas touch.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Restaurant, inviting you to visit one of our 3 locations here in Rutherford County. We have some delicious salads, and also one of our most popular menu items is grilled chicken on a stick. 2 or 3 skewers, your choice, grilled fresh chicken, marinated overnight, and it's even served with broccoli if you like. At Toots, we're very proud of our menu and our menu prices and our daily specials. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our 3 locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun!
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
I like to go to the group exercise classes. I have toned since I've been going to the gym.
Olympus Athletic Club has 2 locations in Murfreesboro, 1 in Shelbyville and 1 in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
Loveless Fine Photography, the official photographers for Siegel, Blackman, and Riverdale High, Eagleville, and Middle Tennessee Christian Schools.
It's not the same old school photographers. We do one senior at a time.
Allen says in addition to the tux or drape portraits, you'll find they'll get very creative.
It's not your daddy's senior picture, let me tell you. It's not your granddaddy's either. They want to do the cool stuff, and we do it for them.
View the online gallery at lovelessphotography.com.
It's one-on-one all the way.
Loveless Photography, 890-1558.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. It's time for the Ideas Tees Halftime Show. Now for in-depth game coverage, let's join the WGNS Primetime Sports Team.
And welcome back to Middle Tennessee State University. Monty Hill Arena, the historic Murphy Center, hosting the girls and boys Blue Cross Basketball Championships. Boys week this week, and Siegel trying to edge their way into the AAA championship game, but a very tough second quarter find them trailing by 8 to the Dyer County Choctaws. And this is your Ideas Tees Halftime Show. Ideas Tees, operators of Lightning's Locker Room. They're gearing up for baseball season. Lightning's Locker Room, of course, they have those new Nike tees, the new era on the field flat bill hats, and those new white Sunday hats. You can find those at 910 Richley Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Also at the stadium Fridays and game days. Plus, Ideas Tees is the official merchandise source for the TSSAA. Get all of your championship gear from Ideas Tees. John's got a look at all of your stats, fans, heating and air, winners, trophies, and game days, team sports. John, take it away.
All right, Brian, and what a rough second quarter for the Siegel Stars. They were outscored 26-15. They are 1 of 9 from three-point range and for 11%, so that's part of the problem. But although Dyer County shot a phenomenal percentage, as we read over the team stats, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies and Game Days Team Sports. The scoring looks like this for Siegel: Dominique Gooch with 2. Burton has 3, and he has the only first bank 3 of the game for Siegel. Damian Clark with 10. Ryan Jones with 3. Charles Clark with 2. Tay Martin with 4. TJ Stewart with 2. John A. Simpson with 2. And Trey Trice has 4. For Dyer County, they're led by Robert Hubbs, the 6'5 senior. He is, he's got 15 on the day. Bostic with 4. Pugh with 6. Ahmad with 4. Mosley has not scored. Spain has 1. Darian Cliff with 2. P.J. Miller with 2. And somebody that's really been a thorn in the Siegel Stars side is DeMichael Smith, who has 2 threes and 6 points. The team stats: Siegel being out-rebounded by Dyer County 17-16. The Choctaws shot 58% in the first half, 15-26. They had 3 threes on the first half slate. Siegel 15-36 for 42%. They have only 1 first bank 3. Foul shooting: Siegel 1 of 7 for 14%. And Dyer County 7 of 12 for 58%. Neither team lighting it up on the free throw line. Siegel with 6 turnovers, and Dyer County with 6. It was 17-14 at the end of the first quarter, and it is now 40-32. So that's that run that Brian mentioned, Dyer County went on, has made the deficit 8 points for Siegel. And as Brian also mentioned, the Stars going into halftime having to regroup a little bit, trailing 40-32. Those stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports. Want to remind you that the Ideas Tees Halftime Show is brought to you in part by Jones Car Wash, which is proud to support all student athletes in Rutherford County. Located on a memorial across from O'Charley's, Jones Car Wash offers full service and exterior car wash services. Each wash includes wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. They also offer Rain-X, foam wax, tire shine, underbody wash, and air freshener, which requires no additional time at all. Better service, better wash, right price. Give Jones Car Wash a try next time you decide to wash your car. They're on Memorial across from O'Charley's. And don't forget, tomorrow is the Prentice Office of Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Brian Baird will be hosting that. All the softball coaches will be on, so make plans to attend that. That'll be at 9 o'clock in the morning on WGNS. And also, we will have baseball action beginning our spring sports slate with a 6:15, I'll make that a 5:45, 6 o'clock first pitch. 5:45 pregame show, Cascade at Middle Tennessee Christian School. It's 40-32, Dyer County over Siegel, and you've been listening to the Ideas Tees halftime show. Stay tuned next for the second half. Brian Barrett will have the call.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help you simplify and get you to a better state. By handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, 890-0850.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos, Tuesdays are tacos, and Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at OK Jose.
OK Jose Tex-Mex Cuisine in the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
OK Jose.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Allsup offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
You want a trusted TV service, right? You know, one that has all the best movie channels, sports packages, and local coverage, but not sure who to call in Middle Tennessee? Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. With the ability to bundle together what fits your entertainment needs, Intersource provides TV, internet, phone, home theater, and best of all, local service, including DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, Charter, and Ring Central. So call 815-1800 and talk to a real representative. 815-1800. If you want the best, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships brought to you by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, located at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700. And here to bring you the starting lineups and the second half of action, here's the guy that's been broadcasting since he was 2 years old, Brian Barrett.
Two?
Well, it seems like it.
Not quite two.
You were 12, weren't you? 14?
16.
16, wow. How many years is that? 22 years?
No, I was 17, I'm sorry.
How many is that? 17. 32 years, aren't you 48? Well, how old are you?
No, I'm not 48.
One thing, we got to get the stars going here.
Reason for the delay, John, Siegel had to take a 30-second timeout here to start the half. They weren't quite ready to go, so they take a 30-second timeout.
Never, I don't know if I've ever seen that. Okay. Well, if you're not ready, you're not ready. You know?
That's very true.
Can't blame them for that.
Choctaw basketball, Hubs with it now. Hubs pulls up in the lane, missed the shot. Maybe that's a good omen. Miss. Charles Clark down to Damian. Turns, spins, one-handed hook, rolls around the rim, won't go. Got his own rebound, but lost the control of it. Down to Hubs. Hubs one-on-one. Goes in for the lay-in. 17 for Hubs. Now Siegel travels with the basketball. 10-point lead.
And there I thought it was a foul, and it was not. He traveled.
Not getting the breaks.
Well, that ball that Clark just put up just went in, went out. I mean, he was just, I don't know how that happens, really.
And stolen away. Charles Clark going to run down the loose ball. Going to have a layup. Went up for the slam and missed it. Rebound. Jones puts it back in the hole. At least we get some points out of it. That was an ugly set of circumstances. Might have been a little fouling in there as well. But anyway. Driving. Shot. They get it downstairs. Actually, the pass to Ahmad. And that was Bostic who made the great pass. Lead back at 10 for Dyer County. Ryan Jones drives baseline. Got the little one-handed scoop. Ryan Jones heating up here a little bit.
Well, the speed of this game has heated up, too.
Pass down low. Pugh almost tied it up, but then he just throws it up there. Rebound deep, and they call Dyer County basketball. No jump ball in there. So Dyer County will inbound on their end. They're moving left to right as we see it. Swapped ends here. Feed to Hubs in the lane. Driving. No, gives it up to Ahmad.
Well, when you have to converge on him, what you've got to do is leave somebody open.
Burton for three. They need it. And get it. First bank three. Let's heat up from out there. Aiden Burton with his second.
Need a lot more of that. We didn't shoot well in the first half from the three-point area.
One of 11 in the first half. Burton had that one. Hopefully that's the tide changing a little bit. Mosley feeds into the corner. Pugh, did he travel? Yes, sir. 46-39 Dyer County. 5:59 to go in the third.
Good opportunity here, Brian, to cut into that lead early in the third quarter. If you want to get back in the game, you don't want to let it drift on and just start matching baskets.
Make a game of it here early. Charles Clark for three, in and out. Well, I thought that one was going in. Rebound Dyer County in the backcourt. Bringing it up is Bostic. Long pass up to Hubs. Hubs, top of the key, drives in the lane. One-handed shot, won't go. Offensive foul. They wipe the basket off.
He tried to hold up, but just some really good defense there.
Is that Burton who took that charge?
Again, the Academy Award for Aiden Burton, but it worked. We'll take it.
Ryan Jones, top of the key, now drives. Flips it out to Burton for three. Oh, my. It doesn't go. A little long. Rebound Clark. Clark going baseline. Charles is fouled by Malik Pugh.
Well, I'll say this for Siegel. They've come out roaring with defense, and they're really trying to pick up the pace of this game, and I think they realize that Dyer County with not a lot of people to come off the bench.
Inbounds, Gooch with the lay-in.
Is a good thing.
Dominique Gooch, and the lead trimmed to five. 5:13 and counting here in the third. Good start here to the third quarter.
And again, Dyer County trying to slow the pace down some.
And Hubs pulls up for three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound, Dominique. No, it's Damian Clark to Ryan Jones. Jones, pull-up jumper, missed off the front of the rim. Clark with the rebound, and he's fouled. This may be on Hubs. I don't know. Two shots upcoming.
Well, Charles Clark
2-3. I'm sorry, John.
Charles Clark has gone to the boards on that weak side and picked up a couple of big rebounds already.
Foul was on LaMarcus Mosley. Charles Clark at the fans heating and air free throw line hits the first. That's some places where, or that's a stat that they could certainly improve as well. Second toss for Clark from the fans heating and air free throw line. Swish. 3-point lead for Dyer County. Come the Choctaws, cross the timeline, Pugh. Trapped, pushed way out front, in trouble. And jump ball is the call, Siegel basketball. Way to play some D, Stars.
He tried to call timeout, that was Pugh, and looked up at the official, but he did not allow it.
Charles Clark for three to tie it, in and out. Rebound, it's Clark, Damian Clark. Stars within one. Hubs passes off, gets it back. He's at the right wing. Penetrates, pulls up. 10-footer, no good. Rebound, Charles Clark. Stars could take the lead. Clark to Jones. Jones, layup. He's fouled. Send him to the foul line.
And once they get the rebound, they're really going out fast and getting that fast break going. And it's paid off with dividends. ebb and flow of this game has been really strange. It's Siegel, then it's Dyer County. Now, right now, it's Siegel's turn.
Jones at the free throw line. He got it. Tied it up at 46. He'll have another from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. This one good, and Siegel back up on top. 9.6 for Ryan Jones here in this quarter. 47-46 Stars. I like it better when we say Stars first. Turning, spinning, Mosley flips it back out. Mosley now passes off, gets it back. The three ball is good. Lead was short-lived. Two-point Dyer County lead. But now we fought back. Jones to Clark. Back to Jones, right wing. They're moving right to left as we see it from our broadcast location here at Monty Hill Arena.
Good thing we fought back quickly and got back in it in a hurry. So now you play your game.
Gooch from the left elbow. Shot won't go. Tipped up again. Damian Clark passes to Charles Clark. Got the basket from the left side. Tied at 49. Hubs across the timeline. Tipped. Oh, they call a foul on Charles Clark. Oh, my goodness. That's three. Just wish he hadn't picked up that foul right there. But that is the first team foul of the second half. Inbounds, now Hubs.
Well, I like him out there. I mean, really. I mean, he's going to shoot the ball. He's a good shooter, but I'd rather have him out there than down low.
Posting him up this time down. Ahmad, now back top of the key. Bostic. Right side to Mosley, who just drained a three, his first basket. Now going to go baseline. Back out to Hubs for three, and this one online. It's good. He can shoot the rock, my friends. 20. Long pass is going to be tipped out of bounds by the Choctaws. Siegel basketball to inbound on the baseline.
One thing I have been impressed with Dyer County, they haven't gotten out of their game, even though Siegel has come back. They're still trying to keep that same pace.
52-49, Dyer County. Siegel basketball, Ryan Jones, top of the key, passes left side. Burton for three, no good. Rebound, Gooch has it, goes up strong, bounces, won't go. Gooch had it, no, Martin had it. Tipped out by Burton, saved by Jones from the right elbow, bounces and falls. Getting lots of rebounds too.
Yes, we are, and that's keeping us in this thing.
Ryan Jones with 11. He had three in the first half. Hubs with 2:15, backs it out. Spreading the floor. He's going to go one-on-one, I would think. No, they pass off. Mosley has it. Back to Hubs. From long range, no good. Rebound, Gooch. And it's going to be Siegel basketball. Not sure. Do they call a foul?
23. It was on the...
I never reported it.
Mosley.
Must have been out of bounds.
Well, I guess he did bounce it out of bounds, Brian. My bad.
Driving. Jones missed it. Rebound tipped up by Martin and out of bounds. The Choctaws with the rebound. Siegel going to get a break here, and they will inbound on their baseline, trailing by one. A minute 52 to go in the third.
They're doing a terrific job of tipping it. If they can't get the rebound, they're just tipping it back out to somebody. They have dominated the boards in this third quarter.
Damian Clark had it, and they throw it away and tipped out of bounds by Smith. New substitution, DeAndre Gilton is in the game for Dyer County. Minute 46 to go in the third. Siegel basketball, Tay Martin way out there on the right wing. To Damian Clark, foul line jumper, no good, a little long. Out the pass, going to be thrown away. Dyer County turnover, Siegel basketball.
Big break for Siegel there.
Nine turnovers for the Choctaws.
Well, they had some numbers going on that one.
Burton to Damian Clark. The four-footer baseline is good. Damian Clark with 14. Siegel back up by one. Hubs near midcourt. Hubs back outside to Mosley. Back to Hubs, top of the key. Waves around some traffic, now going to go one-on-one. Pulls up, off the glass high, yeah. It's good.
Wow.
22 for Hubs. Dyer County by one. Jones drives the lane. One-handed shot up there. They call an offensive foul. Probably the right call there. Ryan Jones picks up his second foul.
I'm still in awe of that shot by Hubs.
Wow. Use the top left corner of the glass to bank it in from the left side.
You can't block him.
He gets so high. It's not that he jumps that high, it's his reach.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Mosley gets it down the floor. Dyer County by one. Third quarter drawing to a close here. Mosley brings it out near midcourt. They're going to roll the clock here and go for one, looks like. 30 seconds on the clock. And driving, Mosley turns, spins, flips it back out. They look over the three, Pugh, and tipped away. Here comes Siegel. Gooch, bounce pass in traffic, and threw it away. Down the floor, Pugh. Pugh flips it up there, and how about a two-handed slam that's not going to count. They call a foul on Burton, which may be a blessing in disguise.
Definitely was a blessing in disguise.
Foul is on Burton, and it's going to be out of bounds with 8 seconds.
That was a great play. I mean, that was a guaranteed 2 points, and they wiped it off.
Man, that was a thunderous dunk.
That was beautifully executed, wasn't it?
Sure was. I'm glad it didn't count. Choctaw's basketball with 8.7 left in the third. They lead by one. They toss it in here to the right wing to Gilton with four. Do we call a foul?
Holding on Burton.
They call it on Burton or McGee? It's on Burton.
He was holding Hubs, trying to keep him from getting the ball, which I don't blame Aiden.
That's the third on Burton. So he becomes the third Siegel starter with three fouls. 4.3 seconds. Smith to toss it in. He gets it to Pugh. Pugh back from way out there off the front of the rim by Mosley, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Dyer County leads Siegel 54-53. The fourth quarter coming up for you when we come back. WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross basketball semifinals will continue.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue with two locations on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial near the VA.
Our pork is smoked about 23 hours. The process takes about that long. We have smoked pulled chicken off of a chicken breast. We have a whole chicken breast, beef, smoked ham, and ribs.
Is your mouth watering yet? I bet it is. And Rick's Barbecue has the cure for your cravings. They have two locations on Warrior Drive and on Memorial Boulevard.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships brought to you by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air. Brian?
Siegel basketball trailing by one, final quarter here of the season for one of these teams. Martin to Clark, they're playing catch. Siegel basketball. It's been an exciting game so far. One of runs for different teams.
Siegel had a lead of 7. Dyer County's biggest lead, 10.
Martin right wing. Siegel looking for one thing in particular. Gooch at the foul line. Now back to Martin for 3. Was that it? Shot doesn't go. Rebound, they're going to call a foul on Dominique Gooch. Reached in, trying to tip it away from Smith, and that's 4 on Gooch. That's one thing that concerns me greatly here. Now Aiden Burton is going to come back in. He's coming in for Gooch, I would imagine. And Burton has 3 as well. So Siegel going to have to be very careful here, and I'm sure they will be.
And it limits you defensively a little bit, and that's the thing that I'm concerned with.
Well, when you got a guy like Hubs, Mosley, two Hubs way out there on the far side. Brings it straight away now. Turns, spins in the lane, gets by Burton but missed the shot. Damian Clark had the rebound, missed. Now they're going to call a foul on Hubs, I think. It is. He was over the back. It's his second foul. 7:08 to go in the game. Still a one-point Dyer County lead. Jones walks it across the timeline now. Gets the play call, flipped into the corner to Burton. Burton back to Clark. They're working the far side on the right. Now back to Burton for three in the corner. It's a little short. Rebound. Choctaws down the floor on the fast break. Mosley goes up and rolls and rolls and rolls and falls. Three-point lead, Dyer County. Clark drives. Charles missed the shot. Rebound. Damian Clark had it for a moment. Another fast break. Driving Mosley. Layup good. 58-53, Dyer County. Charles Clark drives in there, left side, missed the shot. Rebound, put back. Charles won't fall, and there is a foul.
Siegel still going to the boards, doing a great job on that, getting opportunity after opportunity.
5-point lead for Dyer County. Bounce scored Siegel 4-0 here to start the fourth quarter. And taking time to tie a shoe is Charles Clark at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. They've offered the finest products and services since 1966. 893-7930. Shot it. Got it. Charles Clark with seven. Ahmad comes back in for Dyer County. The winner will face Southwind tomorrow at 2 for the state title. Charles Clark shot it and got it. 8 points for Clark and a timeout Siegel. They trail Dyer County 58-55 with 6:15 left in the fourth as you listen to WGNS coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships.
This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Sailor Concepts, and just wanted to say congratulations to all of our great athletes in Rutherford County, both boys and girls basketball teams. We've got a lot of wonderful athletes out there with great sportsmanship, and congratulations to all them and their fine coaches. Sprint by Cellular Concepts, with three great locations, the corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway.
The gift shop at Reeves Zane Drugstore has everything you need for celebrating life. We focus on you when we select unique gifts and accessories. Our garden and home selections will make you ready for entertaining or quiet relaxation. Our mom and baby shop is full of beautiful clothes and special books and gifts for little ones. We have two locations, inside Reeves Zane Drugstore at 1801 Memorial Boulevard and inside Middle Tennessee Medical Center. Also, visit us at reevesane.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships brought to you by Roscoe Brown's Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
Choctaw's basketball crossing the timeline now. 6:06 left in the game. Mosley brings it here near side, now back out front. Three ball up and good by DeMichael Smith, and that is his third three of the game.
He's killed us.
61-55, Dyer County. Clark in the corner. Here's an answer maybe. Burton in and out. Wish we could have gotten that with the fall. Pugh, now how about a slam by the big man, Hubs. Nice lob to him. 63-55. Siegel careless with the ball and thrown it away. Turnover. Pugh drives, gives it off to Hubs for a two-handed slam. Lead is 10 now for Dyer County. Three by Burton. This one off the front of the rim. Rebound rolling around. Siegel has it. Going up. Tay Martin got the basket. Boy, they needed that in the worst way. Tay Martin and a timeout Siegel. It has been a disastrous minute here, but maybe this stops the bleeding. Dyer County by 8. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Lenny Farmer on behalf of the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, located at 820 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. Jennings and Ayers has been serving funeral needs for Rutherford County for over 100 years. Call us at 893-2422. Let us have a conference with you so that you might choose those items ahead of time, thus relieving the burden from your family. We guarantee the price will never change the rest of your life. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, 893-2422.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids. And it's far deeper than the coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships brought to you by J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpet Spa Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, Craig's Tax Service, Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. Siegel down by 8, Brian.
5 minutes to go in the game. And the ball belongs to Mosley and Dyer County. They've spread the floor out. Now Mosley goes one-on-one, glides in there, missed the shot. Tipped up and rebound Stars. Jones goes down, keeps his balance, brings it down the floor here down the near sideline. Bounce pass to Burton, flips it out to Charles Clark. For three, no good. We are really struggling from threes. Loose ball, Siegel has it. Jones, no look, underneath. Damian Clark with the lay-in. Let's go Stars, 16 for him. Down low, shot won't go, tipped up, tipped around, and Hubs won't get the basket to fall, thank goodness, but there's a foul. And this one, I think, is on Damian Clark. That's his third. So at the free throw line, Robert Hubs, 26 points for him today. This one's good.
Good free throw shooter, Robert Hubs.
He'll have another. Shot it and missed it. Rebound, Siegel tipped up. 66-59 Dyer County. Siegel basketball, Ryan Jones stutter steps in the corner. Burton for three, no good.
We are 2 of 20 from 3-point.
Well, that's not good. Hubs drives baseline, a little windmill action, offensive foul. Third foul on Hubs. We'll take it. 7-point Dyer County lead, 4 minutes, 4 seconds. Still a world of time to go here.
That's the good end of the story. We're in this game.
Jones, bounce pass, trying to go down low to Gooch, and he was out of bounds. Good idea by Ryan, but put a little too much mustard on that hot dog.
Oh no, Jones and Gooch are down there pressing, but nobody else is, so.
And bringing it up the floor, Mosley. Passes off to Hubs, back to Mosley. 3:50.
Let me see a little time working off the clock here.
Mosley out front, now drives between two. Rolls it in.
Oh, that hurt.
A little shot in the lane. 9-point lead. Clark, Charles drives. They're going to call a blocking foul. Charles Clark going to the fans heating and air free throw line.
Boy, I thought they were going to hold that hand up for an offensive foul.
Did too.
Wow.
Foul is on Mosley, his third.
I love what they're doing with the Sabres now that Siegel's on their end. They're just holding them up very quietly.
Charles Clark, free throw, no good from the fans heating and air free throw line.
almost in admiration the way they're doing that.
Lead is 9 for Dyer County. We need to chip into it here if we can. Charles Clark's second free throw is good. He's got 9. Siegel only has one more timeout left now. 8-point lead for Dyer County. 3:33 to go. Length of the floor for the Choctaws. Bostic, they trap Mosley out in the corner. Oh, they call the foul. Thought might have got a jump ball. Foul is on 10. That's Charles Clark. That's 4. And that's Dyer County in the bonus as well. So that's going to put Mosley at the free throw line.
Shame about that. They had Mosley on the ropes. And I don't think Ryan Jones agreed with that call whatsoever.
Mosley at the line for 1-1. Shot it. Got it. Mosley with 10. Lead back at 9. 3.5 to go. Question from the official scorekeeper over there. The one and only Bobby Gardner.
Well, how many years have he and Butch Campbell been doing that?
Wow. Well, they drove carriages to the games back then.
They had a peach basket.
Second free throw, no good. Lead is 9. 3.5 to go. Charles Clark burns it down low underneath. Damian Clark holds on to it. Puts it up. A little too soft. Rebound tipped up. This won't go. Battle for the rebound. It's going to be jump ball. Dyer County basketball.
We have shot 65 shots to their 47. We're doing a great job on the board. We just can't seem to get the ball in a lot of times when we need it.
Well, 2 of 22 from the three-point area. That's the big stat of the game so far. Driving right side, now fakes, goes in, and that's Mosley. 11-point lead now, the inbounds is stolen away. Pugh brings it back out front, under 3 minutes to go. Back near midcourt, Bostic. Bostic to Ahmad, drives inside, now a slam by Hubs. He's got 29, lead is 13. Stars driving the lane, turning, spinning. Jones puts it in the hole. Ryan Jones with 13, and Siegel uses their last timeout with 2.5 to go. 73-62. Siegel going to have an outstanding 2 minutes here to keep the season alive. We'll be right back as we continue WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Boys Basketball Championships.
Turn to the carrier experts at
Roscoe Brown.
Special financing and a rebate on the purchase of a qualifying energy-efficient carrier heating and cooling system.
Receive up to $1,450 in rebates with carrier cool cash.
Or no interest if paid in full within 12 months at
Roscoe Brown.
Save now with cool cash at Roscoe Brown.
0% APR with 36 months to pay.
The clock's ticking. Call
Roscoe Brown.
888-MY-ROSCOE.
Rebate through June 30th. Restrictions apply.
At Butts Tire Pros, everything rotates around you. It starts with a hassle-free experience where you're welcomed by the business owners, Bud and Kay Mitchell, and you're never sold anything you don't need. With hundreds of tires available from all major brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich, your tire investment is covered by the nation's best warranty package featuring roadside assistance. For local service you can trust without the hassle, visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or call 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And the basketball belongs to Dyer County. Running the baseline is Bostic to get it in. 2.5 to go, 73-62. I thought that was coming this way.
Well, Hubs is the guy that caught it, Brian. Yeah. It was coming our way.
Hubs pulls it down out of the rafters. Bostic now out front, 2:17. Precious time on the clock melting away. Bostic pulls it back out, gets past Burton to the foul line.
Dumps it here in the corner now. Mosley brings it back out front. Right here in front of us, they're going to call a foul on Burton. And I have that as four on Burton. Maybe five. I may have missed one. It is four. I'm sorry. I think he thought it was his fifth, and he walked over. At the free throw line is LaMarcus Mosley. Going to have a lot of help now. And that's a start. Missed the free throw. Jones quickly down the floor. Ryan Jones in the corner to Burton for three. Need it. Got it! First bank three. Aiden Burton. 73-65. Minute 50 to go. Trying to deny on the inbounds. It's tipped around. It's going to be picked up by Ahmad. Tries to get it down low to Hubs. Bobbled it, now trapped, gets the timeout called. Dyer County, 73-65. Dyer County with a minute 40 to go. We'll take a timeout and be right back. One minute break.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Bell Jewelers, a local gem.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street across from Toots.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And don't forget that WGNS State Farm coverage of the Blue Cross Basketball Championships brought to you by State Farm agent Andy Womack, located at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack, 890-0850.
Dyer County basketball out of bounds. Siegel trailing by eight. Minute 40 to go. Bostic to inbound. They get it into Hubs. Turn, spins, high off the glass. Won't go. They got the rebound, though. Jump ball, Siegel basketball. All right. Siegel's almost got to score every possession now.
Big break, though, not hitting those free throws. That's huge.
Gooch to Jones. Jones lets it roll. Going to be picked up by Jones at midcourt. Minute and a half. Jones to Burton. Burton pulls up the long two. No good. Rebound out of bounds off of Clark. Coach Dotson wanted a foul down there. It's on his side, but doesn't get that call. Tay Martin coming back in. Minute 24 to go. They're denying the inbounds, playing aggressively here full court. Trapped. They're going to call jump ball. It's going to be Dyer County on the arrow. However, the next time, it'll be Siegel's basketball. 73-65 Dyer County. Minute 17 to go. Toss is made. Hubs comes out. Brings it out near midcourt. Charles Clark trying to tip it away. Drives the lane. Tipped around. It's going to be stolen away. Gooch down to Clark. Minute to play. Steps back for the three. No good. Rebound. Damian Clark tries to go up, and they're going to call a foul. Clock stops with 57.8. Siegel trailing by eight, and going to the line is Damian Clark to the fans' heating and air free throw line to shoot two.
We've got a bucket. We're taking the water out of the lifeboat, but we're still alive.
Damian Clark's first toss in there. 17 points for Damian Clark. 73-66. Shot it and missed it. Rebound Hubs. And now a foul in the backcourt with 53.4. They're going to put him at the free throw line to try to save some clock.
It's not a bad strategy. A little time he went off the clock. And Bostic here up here for big free throws for Dyer County.
And it's 1-1 as well. I'm not sure who picked up the foul either, but it was the fifth on somebody, I think. Well, maybe not. Nope, yes, it was. It was Charles Clark who fouled out. And so at the free throw line will be Markeston Bostic, 1-1. Need him to miss this free throw. Shoots it a little off balance, but he got it to go anyway. 5 points. He had 4 points in the first quarter. All of his have come from the foul line. 74-66, 53 seconds to play in the game. Shot it and got it. 75-66, 50 seconds. Ryan Jones down quickly, drives, pull-up jumper, off the glass, it's good. Siegel out of timeouts. 15 points for Jones, now they foul. Just trading buckets now. They've got two at the free throw line, and they send Bostic to the free throw line. And Bostic is perfect at the foul lines. He's 6 of 6.
He's got an unorthodox stance. Watch, he takes his left foot, puts his back a little bit.
Shoots it off balance, but it works for him. 7 points all at the foul line. 76-68. Second free throw, shot it, got it. Siegel down quickly with Ryan Jones. Only 39 seconds to go. Jones in the lane, pull-up jumper, won't go. Tipped up, tipped out. Dominique Gooch pulls up for three, has it blocked by Hubs. It's going to be Siegel basketball. 30 and a half seconds to go. Inbounds to Damian Clark. Now Jones, foul line, turns, spins. Floats one up there, won't go. Rebound, Damian Clark, got it to fall. All of that took a world of time, only 19 seconds. 7-point lead for Dyer County. And now Mosley going to be fouled with 14 seconds and going to the free throw line.
Well, it's going to be difficult here, Brian. You've got 14 seconds left. It hits both of these. You're down by 9. And you're going to have to score quickly, and it's going to take you probably at least 5 or 6 seconds to score.
Well, it's still a two-possession game. He airballed the first free throw. Mosley will have another. That helps. Even if he hits this one, it's a two-possession game with 14.7. Damian Clark in, Gooch out. Free throw upcoming by Mosley. He eyes it. It's up. No good. Rebound. Ryan Jones slips a little bit with 11, with 10. Jones going to drive with 6. Damian Clark not going to get a shot off. Finally does. The 2 won't, no good. Simpson with the rebound put back. Won't fall. And it's a final. Dyer County has defeated the Siegel Stars by a final of 77-70. And once again, West Tennessee denies Rutherford County a trip to the championship game, where the drought now moves to 30 years.